The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
He could spend a lot of time in jail. I'm Jeremy Scott. A Coshocton man has been indicted on 20 counts, 19 of which deal with sex crimes. 55-year-old Desmond Johns of Elm Street faces one count of extortion, one count of disseminating matter harmful to juveniles, two counts of illegal use of minor or impaired person in nudity-oriented material or performance, and 16 counts of pandering sexually-oriented matter involving a minor or impaired person.
When you're dealing with these type of cases, the counts will get fairly large in volume because each picture or each video, whatever the case may be, represents one single count.
County Prosecutor Jason Gibbons says the jail time Johns could face will be at the discretion of the judge should Johns be found guilty of the crimes, although the law does limit the amount of time the judge could sentence Johns to. The charges stem from incidents ranging from July 3rd of last year through January 14th of this year involving at least one female juvenile who was between the ages of 16 and 17 at the time the alleged events took place. Sentencing will take place at a later time for a Stockport woman who pleaded no guilty, no contest to charges against her. 49-year-old Pamela D. Marion changed her plea this week from not guilty to no contest, which avoided a scheduled jury trial. During August of last year, a two-vehicle crash occurred on State Route 16 just west of 83 in Jackson Township, where County Prosecutor Jason Gibbons says Marion was operating an ATV, went left of center, and struck a Ford Ranger being driven by 50-year-old Robert Jacobs of Coshocton. Both had to be extracted from their vehicles by mechanical means following the accident. Marion was charged with felony vehicular homicide and misdemeanor charges of driving under the influence. She faces 2 to 8 years in prison, a possible fine of up to $15,000, a driver's license suspension, and 18 months to 3 years of post-release control sanctions for her crime. From the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office, 3 accidents to report from yesterday. Jarvis Carr of Coshocton lost control of his vehicle in the 500 block of Cambridge Road and struck a tree. Cheryl Arnold of Coshocton was turning into Bueller's when she was struck by a vehicle belonging to Hilda Gillespie of Zanesville. Norman Van Alstyne of Coshocton was traveling southbound on State Route 83 when he struck the rear of Amy Blackwell of Cincinnati, who then struck the vehicle in front of her, belonging to Sheridan Maxwell of Kilbuck. Maxwell and Blackwell were stopping for a vehicle that was making a turn. Some complaints. Joseph Akers of Coshocton reported identity theft. Briar Clark of Coshocton reported theft from a residence in the 700 block of Poplar Street. A business in the 500 block of South 2nd reported a theft offense. Doreen Lambert of Coshocton reported a menacing incident at a residence in the 700 block of Poplar. Jason Garrett reported vandalism at a business in the 1300 block of Pleasant Valley. And Cody King was arrested for OVI. After allegedly stealing about $10,000 worth of goods from homes on the city's south side, a Cambridge man faces serious legal challenges. Cambridge police have 29-year-old Cody Lazier in custody, and he's been charged with burglary, 2 counts of theft, 2 counts of breaking and entering, 3 counts of escape, receiving stolen property, and possessing criminal tools. Lazier is accused of stealing tools and other various goods on 2 separate instances. A bulk of the items was found at the site where Lazier was arrested, as well as at a home and another building outside the city limits. The New Cumberstown Board of Education has approved the collective bargaining agreement with the Teachers Association, and on Monday, the Classified Association voted in favor of the agreement. Superintendent Jason Peoples says the groups will negotiate again in the spring following the release of state funding.
We kind of referred to it as a stopgap so we could get our employees paid for the year and try to get them a slight increase for the year.
New Cumberstown Teachers Association President Stephen Pritchard says he's pleased with the one-year agreement. The district is 60% reliant on that state funding. And the Grace Church of Sugar Creek is furthering its reach in our area with a free Thanksgiving meal tomorrow in Coshocton County. Pastor Larry Kaufman says a free Thanksgiving meal will be offered not only at the church locations in Millersburg and Berlin, but also at the Epicenter in West Lafayette. He wants the ministry to reach as many people as possible who may be lonely, hurting, or struggling with life by enjoying a free meal and fellowship with others. The meal will take place locally from 4 until 6 at 100 East Main Street in the village at the corner of Kirk and Main. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
Open my eyes to a new kind of way. All the good times that you saved. Are you feeling? You feeling that way too? Or am I just a fool? When the summer's gone, she'll be there, standing by the light. What she's been through, where she's gone to, she should know wrong from right. It's a feeling. Are you feeling? You're feeling that way too? Or am I just a fool? A new road's waiting. You touch my life. Oh, soft and warm on a summer's night. You're the only one, I told you. The only one I love.
It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock and 26 degrees currently in Coshocton on this day before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, as we all get ready to head over the river and through the woods. We know of another Thanksgiving song other than that one. Give me a call. Phone lines are open all the way up to 11 o'clock this morning. Nothing but open phone lines today. And we kind of had some fun yesterday. We talked, told some Michigan jokes. We talked about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving and holiday traditions. So we can certainly continue that discussion if you would like. And what preparations are under? A lot of people are going to be traveling by air and by car, despite the pandemic and despite gas prices. Maybe you are among them. You can take a moment away from packing up the car and give me a call. Let me know what your holiday plans are. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. Christmas Castle Project starts Friday morning. We'll have all the details with the majors from the Salvation Army 48 hours from now, but we have a holiday between now and then, so we can talk about Thanksgiving or whatever else is on your mind today. And always be mindful around the holidays while everybody else is excited and celebrating and joyful that there is stress. Oftentimes it's associated with the holidays as well, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's stressful getting ready to travel and getting the family together and getting the house prepared for everybody to show up. And for some that maybe their lives have changed this year, maybe they've lost a loved one, things just aren't the same. Oftentimes there is some sadness that surrounds the holidays as well. So we can talk about it. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And the Michigan game, anybody, we had a couple of, one or two callers that got into the spirit yesterday and told some nice, clean Michigan jokes. Although, a lot of the jokes that I found online, although they were clean, didn't have any words or questionable subject material. Some of them did have kind of a mean spirit to them that seemed to comment on the intelligence or appearance or number of teeth that Michigan fans tend to have. So give me a call. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. We can keep it light. A couple of stories that caught my eye here, and neither one of these top headlines, well, one of them is, and unemployment. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits plummeted last week to the lowest level in more than a half century, another sign that the U.S. job market is rebounding rapidly from last year's coronavirus recession. Jobless claims dropped by 71,000 to 199,000, the lowest since mid-November of 1969. The drop was much bigger than economists expected. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out weekly ups and downs, also dropped by 21,000 to just over 252,000, the lowest since mid-March of 2020 when the pandemic slammed the economy. So unemployment, number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits plummeting. So unemployment, at least applying for benefits, going down dramatically. You would expect that with the labor shortage that we have right now in some fields more than others. So we can talk about that if you would like. We can talk about seasonal employment. A lot of places looking for the seasonal workers and just can't find them. And good chance won't be able to. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like the economy and how unemployment and labor shortage fits into the equation. And all this at the dawn of the big retail season, Christmas shopping, Black Friday coming up in 2 days. It's the biggest time of the year for retail, so we can talk about your Christmas shopping habits. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. I mentioned yesterday I'm not a big Black Friday guy. I hesitate to say I've never shopped on Black Friday, but I can put it this way. I've never been motivated to go out and brave the crowds because of an ad that I saw for Black Friday. If I've ever shopped on Black Friday, it's been a a long time. Just don't do well with crowds. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're in a bad mood, if it's stressful, if it isn't any fun to go out and find gifts to brighten your loved one's day, then you're doing it wrong. And I always shake my head when I see that. I don't know how often it happens, but when it does, it makes the news. Everybody's got their phones these days of fights breaking out over the last big screen TV that was on sale and who gets to take it up to the checkout, and just the crowds and people in a bad mood trying to get those holiday deals. That's not for me. Give me a call. The phone lines are open. Long ago, when my kids were little, I used to love Christmas shopping, going out and buying the toys for the little girls. And I would start in October, and oftentimes I was done by now. The problem, and you've probably experienced as well, problem with shopping early, even if it is fun, you say, oh, I'm done with my Christmas shopping, but you continue to buy more. You see more things that you think somebody would like. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you'd like. We can talk about the materialism around the holidays. And gifts are given in oftentimes, or most of the time, they are given out of love and out of caring for that person. But there is certainly some materialism as well. We can chat about that. We can talk about, Thanksgiving. First things first. I'm getting ahead of myself. We can talk about Thanksgiving and maybe your family's holiday traditions. We focused mainly on foods yesterday. The green bean casserole, there are some, these are just my observations from people I've talked to and polls, et cetera. There are some traditional Thanksgiving foods that everybody agrees upon. One would be the turkey. I say everybody, I mean 90%. Got your Thanksgiving turkey. Got to have turkey for Thanksgiving. And mashed potatoes with that turkey gravy, of course. And noodles and pumpkin pie. Maybe dressing. And from there on out, not so much of a consensus on everything else. Usually there's cranberry sauce left at the end of the day on Thanksgiving. I love cranberry sauce on turkey. And green bean casserole, while not very popular around here, we learned yesterday it's not popular with everybody. So that's a tradition. I'd be curious as to green bean casserole. Is that a regional thing, or is that something you find all across the country? My guess is you'll find it elsewhere in other parts of the country as well, but it's exceptionally popular around here. And let's see, what else? Green bean casserole, and of course, oysters. Oysters are one of those things that most people aren't in between on oysters. Either you love them or you're disgusted by them. So we can chat about that if you would like, or holiday traditions, unemployment. This one caught my eye, and this is the science guy inside me. But what has been science fiction is becoming reality. NASA has launched a spacecraft on a mission to smash into an asteroid and test whether it will be possible to knock a speeding space rock off course if one were to threaten Earth. The spacecraft is called DART, for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. D-A-R-T, Double Asteroid Redirection Test. It lifted off from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base. If all goes well, in September 2022, it will slam head-on into Dimorphos, an asteroid 525 feet across at 15,000 miles an hour. The asteroid is no danger to Earth, just a good target for testing out the potentially planet-saving technology. And they are few and far between, but we have had asteroids and meteors that have struck the Earth before, and caused a certain amount of impact on our Earth, ranging from, well, crater all the way up to extinction of dinosaurs. So we can talk about that if you would like. And now the human race, we're blowing up asteroids, folks. Give me a call. Phone lines are open to talk about that. 740-622-1560. It's a danger that is rare, but if and when that day comes, could be a threat to all of humanity if the asteroid is big enough. So I think it would take one more than 525 feet across. But we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open. Those are all just suggestions. If there's something else that's on your mind that you would like to discuss, if you do just want to chat about Thanksgiving, we can do that as well. If you do want to talk about movies or music, Hallmark movies, I have a few Facebook friends that love Hallmark movies, but one that is just absolutely giddy over those Hallmark Christmas movies. I have watched some, but I think I've had my fill. Give me a call. I don't know. Maybe on Christmas Eve I'll watch another one. We can talk about Hallmark Christmas movies if you would like, or whatever else is on your mind today. 740-622-1560. The weather, the Ohio's new map of congressional districts has been approved. However, Ohio's new map of congressional districts is facing a constitutional challenge, alleging it represents partisan gerrymandering by Republicans. The lawsuit was filed Monday in the Ohio Supreme Court by the National Democratic Redistricting Committee's legal arm on behalf of a group of Ohio voters that challenges a map of U.S. House districts passed last week without Democratic support and signed into law Saturday by Republican Governor Mike DeWine. According to the suit, the map is even more rigged than its predecessor and an outlier among partisan gerrymanders nationwide. Ohio's ruling Republicans assert the map doesn't unduly favor either political party. I read that story yesterday. It showed up in the AP Ohio News again today, though, so we can talk about it. Phone lines are open, and they will be until 11 o'clock. Let's get started. We'll be back in just a moment.
Last year, Black Friday shoppers set a new record by spending $9 billion.
At Dean's, we have jewelry to make them look like $1 billion without breaking the bank.
This Friday and Saturday, the more you buy, the more you save. Promotion is back at Dean's Jewelry.
Our Force of Nature Air Diamonds start at just $129. And the first 50 Black Friday purchases receive a free heart pendant.
Buy more, save more this Friday and Saturday at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Where wishes for beautiful jewelry come true.
This Lost and Found Pet information is brought to you by A1 Vet Care. A black and tan hound female with a Jack Skellington collar was found on County Road 621 and is now at the animal shelter. And the phone number is 740-622-9741. That Jack Skellington, I have come to learn, a character from Nightmare Before Christmas. This Lost and Found Pet information was brought to you by A1 Vet Care. These businesses will be observing these holiday hours. Lenny's Barbershop is open today from 9 to 5. They'll be closed tomorrow, open 9 to 5 on Friday and 9 till noon on Saturday. Buckeye Beverage Barn is open at 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. today. Their pizza shop is open 3 to 9. They're both closed tomorrow. The Beverage Barn is open 10 to 10 Friday and Saturday, and the pizza shop is open from 3 to 9 Friday and Saturday. Collins Meat and Food Market is open today from 9 to 6. They're closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Legacy Lounge and Lounge is open 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. today, 5 to 10 tomorrow, 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Friday, and 9 a.m. till 11 p.m. on Saturday. Otsego Carryout is open from 5:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. today, 7 to 7 tomorrow, 5:30 to 10 on Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Saturday. Frontier Propane is open from 8 to 5 today, closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Maryland's Natural Foods is open today from 9:30 to 5:30, closed tomorrow, open 9:30 to 5:30 on Friday, and 9:30 to 3 on Saturday. Bueller's Food Market is open from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. today. They are open tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, from 7 to 3. They're open 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Coshocton Recycling is open from 8 a.m. until 4:15 p.m. today. And they'll be closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Shriver Tire Service is open 8 to 5 today, closed tomorrow. Open 8 to 5 Friday and 8 to noon on Saturday. Good Boy Bakery is open today from 10 to 5. They're closed tomorrow. Open 10 to 5 Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday. White Eyes Carryout Pizza and Fuel Stop is open from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. today. 7 to 9 tomorrow, 7 to 10 Friday, and 8 till 10 on Saturday. Sailor Wealth Strategy is open from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. today. They will be closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Extreme Rental Purchase is open from 10 to 5 today. They'll be closed tomorrow and open 10 to 6 Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday.
Looking for a good read or a gift? Check out the new book, Frontier History of Coshocton. The book describes the Coshocton's entire glorious history from the end of the last ice age until the end of the War of 1812 in 600 full-size pages with a quality sewn hardcover. Buy it now for $39.99 at the Johnson Hummer House Museum and Amazon.com. Sale proceeds are donated to the museum.
Hello, friends. This is Brad at Good Boy Bakery. I have 30 seconds to tell you what's new with us. First, our popular Christmas dog treat box is back, and we're taking orders for those on our website at goodboybakery.com. Our Christmas treat boxes can be picked up or shipped. The boxes must be pre-ordered and can be picked up at our Coshocton or Cambridge locations. Oh, yeah, we're opening a new store in Cambridge, but more about that later. Okay, how am I doing on time? Also, our 2022 Good Boy calendars are ready for pickup now. They're $10 each, and the proceeds will benefit the Coshocton County Animal Shelter. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Hurry over while the waffles are warm.
It's bacon extravaganza at Papa John's Pizza. The triple bacon pizza is topped with smoky crumbled bacon, julienne cut Canadian bacon, and real smoked bacon slices. It's a bacon lover's dream. Get a large bacon pizza for $13. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
Today's Ohio Means Jobs Coshocton County program is brought to you by Coshocton County Job and Family Services.
Good morning and welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Coshocton County. Well, it's Turkey Week. What we should be truly thankful for is being able to spend Thanksgiving safely with our family and friends this year. But we should also be thankful for all the job opportunities we have available in Coshocton County. On our jobs list, there are over 262 positions open and waiting for ready, willing, and able applicants. After you stuffed yourself with mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and pumpkin pie, check out the jobs listed on our website at CoshoctonJFS.org or check out our Facebook page, Ohio Means Jobs, Coshocton County. If you want to do something productive instead of watching the Detroit Lions lose again, go to OhioMeansJobs.com and look up jobs and work on interviewing, resume writing, and other job search skills. From all of us at Ohio Means Jobs, Coshocton County, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Shanna, what opportunities are on our site?
Thanks, Lisa. For this week's hot jobs, we have Crowtown Pizza would like to hire team members. PSI Industrial Solutions is in need of general laborers. Coshocton Regional Medical Center would like to hire nursing assistants. Specialty Roofing in Coshocton would like to hire roofers. Jeff Drennan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton is now hiring sales associates. Coshocton Recycling, Inc. is in need of laborers. Sailor Wealth Strategies would like to hire a client relations specialist and a client service assistant. Coshocton County Career Center would like to hire a substitute custodian. William Albert is in need of Class A CDL truck drivers. And Hoffman Marketing would like to hire a print and production coordinator. For more information on these job postings and how to apply, please visit our website at CoshoctonJFS.org or come to the lower level of Job and Family Services. We also have postings on our Facebook page at Ohio Means Jobs Coshocton County. Good luck in your job search, and from all of us at Ohio Means Jobs, have a healthy and safe Thanksgiving.
Today's Ohio Means Jobs Coshocton County program was brought to you by Coshocton County Job and Family Services.
Choose a Genesis primary care provider as your go-to medical partner to manage your health needs. When you do, you'll have the benefit of MyChart, the secure electronic medical record system from Epic, the leading health information software company. Genesis Primary Care has offices conveniently located in Muskingum, Perry, and Coshocton counties. To find a Genesis primary care provider who is accepting new patients, make one call, 740-455-7500, and we'll help you find the right provider in the right location for you.
Hi, this is Mary Lou from Valley ATV, Polaris and Canium. Right now, Valley ATV has a huge selection of wheels and tires in stock on sale for all brands and models of ATVs and side-by-sides. New wheels and tires make a great gift, or give a Valley ATV gift certificate.
Hurry to Valley ATV Polaris Can-Am on Jellaway Road, Danville, or go to valleyatv.com.
Mainly sunny today with high temperatures in the upper 40s for tonight. Cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers after midnight. Near steady temperatures around 40. Chance of rain is 20%. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, showers with highs in the mid-40s. Chance of rain near 100%. It's currently 30 degrees in Coshocton. Well, we're looking for our first phone call of the morning. We had lots of calls yesterday. What's changed between yesterday and today? I don't know. Give me a call. A lot of things we could talk about. It was a rather light day yesterday. We touched on some serious issues facing society. But other than that, we talked a little about sports and a lot about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving food and Thanksgiving traditions and what Thanksgiving means to you. Thanksgiving, a very popular holiday. In fact, there are many people that claim Thanksgiving as their favorite holiday of the year. Do you fall into that crowd? Give me a call. And they alluded to this in the Ohio Means Jobs program, but kind of an odd Thanksgiving tradition. I think it's odd anyway. NFL football. They play NFL football on Thanksgiving. And my thinking is, well, this is just another money-making scheme by the corporate juggernaut that is the NFL, and it is. They make money, I'm sure, by broadcasting those games. People go out, they attend those games, but it's not as recent as a tradition as you might think. In fact, it goes back over a century. Since its inception in 1920, the National Football League has played games on Thanksgiving Day. For over 100 years, it was patterned upon the historic playing of college football games on and around the Thanksgiving holiday. The NFL's Thanksgiving Day games have traditionally included one game hosted by the Detroit Lions since 1934 and one game hosted by the Dallas Cowboys since 1966. There were a couple of exceptions to that, 75 and 77. And since 2006, a third primetime game has also been played on Thanksgiving. So now we have NFL football all day long on Thanksgiving. That third game we can chalk up to a money-making scheme. But unlike the afternoon games, the evening game has no fixed host and features different teams annually. The primetime game has been contested almost solely by division rivals since 2012. So the NFL playing football games on Thanksgiving Day goes way back before the days of radio and TV. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. And with just a couple of exceptions, it's the Lions play a game and the Cowboys play a game. And now since 2006, we have a third game on Thanksgiving Day. The NFL scheduled tomorrow, by the way, the Detroit Lions will host the Chicago Bears at 12:30. The Dallas Cowboys will host the Raiders at 4:30. And then the night game, right when I'm crawling in bed, that should be a good one, though. The Bills are at New Orleans. It'll be the Bills and the Saints, the third game on third NFL game tomorrow. So we can talk about that if you would like, and the tradition also that Lisa alluded to of going out and throwing the football in the yard after that Thanksgiving meal. Anybody still do that? I remember playing football in the front yard. You know, most of us do not have a 100-yard gridiron, so you have to kind of make up your own goal lines and rules based on the shape of your yard and the obstacles and trees and bushes that are in the middle of your field. But that's kind of a Thanksgiving Day tradition as well. Go out and toss the football after your Thanksgiving Day meal. Anybody still do that? It's 9:37. Phone lines are open, and it's getting serious. Haven't had any phone calls yet. Very, very, very rare that we get this late in the program without one call. We can talk about Thanksgiving. We can talk about NASA blowing up an asteroid. We can talk about unemployment. We can talk about sports, chat about the weather, or whatever else is going on in your world today. How about you? Why don't you take the initiative? You're special. Pick up the phone right now. Push 10 buttons on that phone, and we'll chat about anything I mentioned or anything that I haven't. We'll be back right after these words.
The COVID-19 vaccination is a key to keeping Ohio's kids in school, and that's why the Ohio Department of Health is giving Ohioans between the ages of 12 and 25 the chance to win one of 150 $10,000 scholarships and five $100,000 scholarships to an Ohio college or university or for a career tech education. Get your shot and register to win at OhioVaxToSchool.com or call 1-833-4-ASK-ODH.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
My son is not some statistic.
My daughter's not a headline.
My girl, she's not someone's agenda.
What
she is.
Is irreplaceable.
COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer.
So I talked to my daughter's doctor about COVID vaccines.
And she said they're highly effective in preventing hospitalizations
and deaths, even from the Delta variant.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Scott Antique Market is coming to the Ohio Expo Centers this weekend, featuring hundreds of vendors who have collectibles and merchandise from all over the world. You can find furniture, jewelry, art, gold, silver, glassware, pottery, militaria, and much, much more. Just take I-71 to exit 111 at 17th Avenue to enjoy America's favorite treasure hunt. It's huge. It's the Scott Antique Market. Go to scottantiquemarkets.com for more information. It's the Scott Antique Markets this weekend.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been proudly recognized as a 2021 Top 100 Hospital in the Nation by Fortune and IBM Watson Health. This distinction demonstrates our ongoing commitment to patient-centered care right here in Coshocton. With over 6,000 hospitals in the nation, we are proud of our employees and staff whose hard work and dedication to our patients made us a Top 100 Hospital. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair. The ASE Blue and iCar Gold certified technicians at Rick's Auto Sales and Repair can handle all of your auto repair needs, from dents and dings to major collision repair. Rick's Auto Sales and Repair, located on South 2nd Street, or call them at 740-622-3471.
Mainly sunny today, highs in the upper 40s for tonight, cloudy skies. With a slight chance of showers after midnight, near steady temperatures around 40, chance of rain is 20%. And for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, showers with highs in the mid-40s, chance of rain near 100%. Right now it is 30 degrees in Coshocton, and I just checked to make sure the phones are working, and they are. So I need somebody to chat with right now. I've tossed out the quite a few different topics that we can chat about, but if there's something else that you want to bring up, be my guest. 740-622-1560. And let's take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
You're going to be wanting to be on the payroll here soon every time you bail me out.
You know I am special.
That was one of those moments. I was trying to be like the preacher on Sunday morning when you're sitting out in the congregation. The preacher makes a point, and he looks you right in the eyes when he makes a certain point. You know just exactly that he's talking just to you. That was kind of what I was going for right there, and apparently it worked.
And also, I want you to know, young man, that it's kind of sunny out today, so the bat signal is very difficult to see today. But since you asked for someone special, I thought I'd better call. Mike, I didn't see this Michigan picture, but talking with a fellow yesterday on his phone, he found this story about the Michigan players were going to be late for the game because they were lost in a corn maze. And the picture was this huge cornfield, been completely harvested, except for one stalk of corn in the middle of the field, and all these football players walking around the field trying to get out of the maze. But anyway.
Yeah, that's how those Michigan folks are, yeah.
That's true. Mike, the sheriff yesterday was talking, I think he was talking about phone scams, and I got those scams months ago. I never answer my phone if I don't know the number, unless it's a lady's name, then I'll, of course, I answer the phone then. But sometimes they'll leave a message, and since I don't have a smartphone or the internet or anything like that, it's always funny when I get these messages that says your online shopping cart has been charged for this and that and so on. And the first one, Mike, was my credit card had been charged for $499. They never rounded off to the price in a department store. It's $499, and a couple weeks later, I got one. It went to $1,499. I guess they were trying to get my attention.
And it worked.
It did. But I don't know why people answer the phone if they don't recognize the number. Plus, Mike, the way today they're using local exchanges to play scam calls. You've seen that.
Uh huh.
Okay. And sometimes it's difficult not to answer because you think, well, that is a local number, but
right.
I think, you know, if someone wants to leave a message, they will. You know, if I miss somebody.
And there are people that are in. If you don't recognize the number, don't answer it, and you don't have to. But there are some people. Maybe they operate businesses out of their home. Maybe they do have. You know, I don't know if they're a teacher or minister. You remember your congregation. Don't necessarily know everybody's phone number, but you see something local and you feel like you have to pick up because there is a chance that it's somebody you want to talk to.
That's true, and you got to hold off and say, figure, well, if they really want to talk to me, they'll probably leave a message. And
sometimes the scammers do.
I know. I get some really good ones. You know, the new maps in Ohio drawing the congressional district, Mike, where they've I remember one story where they drew, or five Democrats were drawn outside of the area they represented. So
yeah.
If they want to run for re-election, they've got to move. Or run for office in a new district, and then this is Ohio now, which is a Republican state basically. And I hadn't thought about other states until I heard the story in Maryland. Maryland's a Democratic state, and I think if I heard the story correctly, there's only one Republican rep in the state, and the Democrats drew the map in Maryland, and they drew him outside of his district. So I guess. All fair in love and war.
It's not something that is exclusively to Republicans. You're right.
Oh no. But being listening to Ohio news like we do basically every day, you know, that's all we heard about was the way the Republicans were redrawing the maps. So I got a kick out of hearing the Maryland story where the Democrats drew the only Republican clear out of his district. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, we had, four or five at Democrats that happened to in Ohio?
Four, I think.
Yeah.
Four, I think. But Maryland made up for it by drawing out the only Republican rep in their state. So, all fair, love, and war. So, Michael, where are you watching the game Saturday?
I am watching a game at a good friend's house with a lot of other good friends, and we are excited. We have our supplies ready. We have our raw oysters. We have our scarlet and gray, and we have each other, and we think that the mojo that we generate will be enough alone to will the Buckeyes to victory. How about you?
Well, I'm not sure yet, Michael, but so what I'm hearing from you is you're getting free food and adult beverages. Am I correct?
That is that's part of it. Yeah, we share with each other. We eat well too, by the way.
The travel during the holidays, my youngest son flew out yesterday. So he got a little ahead of the curve. He flew out yesterday for Texas. He's coming back Sunday night, I think. So he'll miss most of the travel frenzy, I hope.
Good for him for doing that. Was that by design, or did he just have other business that extended beyond the holiday?
Well, he's visiting a young lady in Texas, and so I guess he just decided why go through the hassle? Why not leave a day early and avoid the hassle? He got to Columbus Airport early. No carry-on luggage. And he was first in line at TSA and went right through with no problem. So things are picking up.
Yeah, well, that's good for him. Columbus TV this morning had a story of people lining up for security way early in the morning. So if you're traveling today and over the weekend, give yourself a lot of extra time for security.
Hey, buddy, I'll talk to you next week. You have a good Thanksgiving.
Well, you have a good Thanksgiving as well. And 9:49 is the time. I can always count on that caller to bail me out when we get off to a slow start. I've been doing this going on 28 years now, and never have had an entire hour where there's just open phone lines. I've had some times where we've had a guest for part of the hour and didn't get any calls for the rest of it. We've never gone an entire hour without a phone call, and we came up to about 9:40 without a phone call this morning. So the streak is still alive, and I need another phone call next hour to keep that streak alive as well. But let's not wait till then. Give me a call right now if you do want to talk about the traveling. A lot more people are traveling this year by air and by car, despite the gas prices and despite still concerns about COVID out there. So we can talk about Thanksgiving if you would like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Phone scams. The sheriff mentioned it, I don't know, yesterday or the day before in the sheriff's morning report. They're getting a lot of calls at the sheriff's office about phone scams. Perhaps you've gotten more of those calls yourself. I know I have. They come on our cell phones now. We went for the longest time where we really didn't have to worry about that on our cell phones, and now they come on our cell phones. I do still have, it's not exactly a landline. I have a landline hooked up to VoIP, which is not very expensive, so I still do use it. So it rolls over. So my point there is I don't know if they're coming oftentimes directly to my cell phone or through my landline, but lots of scams out there. And the car says, well, you know, why do people pick up? I think most people don't pick up. Most people don't engage with those scammers. But if you hang up on them, all they're going to do is try again with the next one. And sooner or later, somebody's going to pick up. If the scamming didn't work, if they weren't able to extract money from people, they wouldn't do it. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open till 11 o'clock, and do need to take care of some business. We have another caller waiting. We'll try not to make you wait for too long. We'll get back to the phones right after this.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate digital agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Gold Series soybeans from Golden Harvest set a new standard for soybean performance with exclusive genetics and high-performing trait platforms like Enlist E3 and Extend Flex soybeans. Farmers get locally proven yield potential in over 34 varieties to choose from for 2022. Experience the power of your favorite trait platforms paired with the proprietary technology of Golden Harvest. Visit goldenharvestseeds.com/goldseries or reach out to your local Golden Harvest seed advisor to learn more.
These deals are so good, they should be on fire. Better yet, they can be lit on fire. It's Black Friday at Cheap Tobacco, and that means we have what you need at the lowest prices of the year. We have tubes free with the purchase of five, as well as $10 off Top-O-Matic rolling machines. Cheap Tobacco has you covered in all the major categories, so stop in today to see what else is on sale and stock up before it's too late.
Visit Coshocton's Cheap Tobacco at 115 North 2nd Street.
Are you caring for a parent or other family member at home? College Park Home Care knows how overwhelming and stressful that can be. But you're not alone. College Park Home Care can help assure your loved one stays at home and still receives the personalized professional care they deserve. We help patients with medication or therapy regimens, with wound or catheter care, and much more. We focus on your individual needs, and we can help as much or as little as you and your doctor prefer. To learn more about our services at College Park Home Care, call us at 740-623-4607.
I'm Malcolm. I'm a commercial cash management specialist, but I'm also a leader and a musician.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Malcolm or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Stop in at Wilson Carpet and Furniture during our Black Friday sale this Friday and Saturday. You can get a discount equal to the sales tax, some exclusions apply, and take advantage of specials throughout our five floors. We have instant rebates on our Serta Sleep Retreat sets or get a free foundation with an iComfort mattress, just to name a few. And sign up for our drawing with any $2.99 purchase. You could win a gift certificate to the Boathouse Restaurant or an Amazon gift card. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Is your breakfast putting you back to sleep? Wake up to a tasty breakfast bagel at McDonald's. Try a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, savory steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or a mouth-watering sausage, egg, and cheese bagel. Add any size premium roast hot coffee for just 99 cents. Deal available only on the McDonald's mobile app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Did you know it is recommended that your children get their first eye exam between the ages of 6 and 12 months of age, another exam at age 3, and again at age 5? Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis recommend your children be examined to rule out amblyopia, known as lazy eye. Call Irwin Family Eye Care at 622-2270 to schedule your child today.
Mainly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of showers after midnight. Near steady temperatures around 40, chance of rain 20%. And for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, showers with highs in the mid-40s, chance of rain near 100%. It is currently 31 degrees in Coshocton. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning,
everyone. I hope everyone has a pleasant Thanksgiving. I just thought I would touch on a couple of things that I like about Thanksgiving, which is my favorite major holiday, because it is the least commercial of the ones that, as compared to Christmas, it's not at all commercial other than groceries and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, yeah.
Excessive advertising for Black Friday, et cetera. But just a comment on, I hope this upcoming Michigan game is more exciting than the last one. I thought the last one was great, and it was, well, it was tied, but then again, it was only tied up until the first quarter. But I think I would like to ask everyone to have a good Thanksgiving, and yes, we're going to all of us reflect on a lot of tragedies and disappointments and concerns, but at the same time, look at those things that we can be grateful for on this Thanksgiving, for those things that are positive in our lives and the things that we perhaps take for granted.
Very well said.
I hope that you take care, and thank you so much for the open communication opportunities. That's one of the things I'm thankful for right here in Coshocton.
Well, thank you for saying that, and thank you for your participation as well. Phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock, and Thanksgiving. I agree with him wholeheartedly about the commercialism, and I don't think the commercial aspects of around holidays are inherently evil, but there is more of a purity, I guess, around Thanksgiving when you don't see so many ads. The caller mentioned food and shopping for your big Thanksgiving dinner, but we don't see as much commercialism surrounding Thanksgiving as certainly Christmas, but even some other holidays around the year, even Easter and Valentine's Day, even President's Day, the furniture stores and automobile dealers. I don't even know how that happened. There has to be a history there. But the President's Day sale is something that, for whatever reason, is big with automobile dealers and furniture stores. So we can talk about that if you would like. As far as the Michigan game goes, last Saturday was fun for Buckeyes fans. It wasn't exciting in the term as making you nervous in that game, but it was nice to see the Buckeyes take Michigan State back behind the woodshed, and wouldn't mind that if it would happen against Michigan as well. But I agree with him. It's a lot more exciting when the game is not decided until late in the game or until the final play of the game, and the Buckeyes and the Wolverines have been involved in some games like that in the not too distant past, but the Buckeyes have prevailed in recent years. So yeah, I'm all for an exciting game as long as the Buckeyes win. But I wouldn't mind seeing the Buckeyes beat Michigan 56-7. I don't think that's going to happen though. Michigan's defense is one of the best in the country. So unstoppable force versus a movable object. We'll see which prevails. Well, the phone lines are open. We can talk about Ohio State, Michigan. We can talk about Thanksgiving. We can chat about something different if you would like. Phone scams. And I've had, in the last few days, and, you know, echoes, with the sheriff making a comment and stories that we've had, apparently the scams pick up this time of year as well. Most of them, I didn't know what they want because I hung up before they have a chance to talk when I knew it was somebody I didn't want to talk to. Phone lines are open to talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. I was just about to go to the news from the AP. We'll put the AP news on a hold for just a few moments so we can take another phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, how are you?
All right, I'm fine. I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and let them know if they get thirsty, at 4 o'clock we'll be open at the American Legion, post 65. I think we're the only post going to be open. And that's at 4 o'clock tomorrow. He'll close. So if you want to get a drink, come on down and see us.
All right. Well, very good, and a happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling. It's a minute after 10. Phone lines are open till 11 o'clock this morning. And, around the Thanksgiving and holidays, we do focus on the joys and traditions of Thanksgiving and fun memories. But there might be those that maybe aren't feeling so joyous for a variety of different reasons, whether it's health issues, maybe lost someone, maybe things are a little bit different, maybe somebody can't visit you that did before. So we can talk about that if you would like as well. Just be mindful that there are people that maybe need a little extra comfort this Thanksgiving and holiday season. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And another chilly morning. It was 24 degrees when I got here. We're still below freezing right now. The type of morning that drives home the point of the Christmas Castle Project, and that is to bundle up local kids during the holidays And there are families that are struggling, and there always are, and Coshocton has always been very good of taking care of our own friends and neighbors, and that's what the Christmas Castle is about. And it's all about the kids, is to get them coats, nice new ones, and perhaps some other winter accessories as well, so they can come back from the Christmas holiday break in a nice new winter coat, maybe some gloves and a hat as well. We'll kick off the Christmas Castle project officially tomorrow morning during the 9 o'clock hour of the Communication Lines program. Today, it's just you and me. And did I say tomorrow? I meant Friday. Tomorrow, there will be no Communication Lines program. The majors from the Salvation Army will be with us on Friday. So sorry to confuse anyone there. Yeah, no talk show tomorrow, so that we all enjoy our holiday. So give me a call. Phone lines are open. You can tune in here to FM 99.3 anyway. We'll have some lots of great music and some Thanksgiving trivia as well. It's 3 minutes after 10. Phone lines are open till 11. Now let's get our national international news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans who missed a chance to visit with family and friends last Thanksgiving because of the pandemic are expected to jam the roads and the airports now. The number of air travelers this week may be even higher than before the pandemic, say the experts. The AP's Julie Walker.
From Friday through Monday, the number of people flying in the U.S. was more than double the same days last year and only 8% lower than the same days in 2019. And the TSA is dismissing concerns it might have staffing shortages at airports because of the federal worker COVID vaccine mandate. White House officials said 93% of TSA employees are in compliance and they don't expect disruptions.
AP correspondent Julie Walker. For holiday travelers going by car, one big challenge may be the higher prices at the pump. The nationwide average for gasoline is $3.40 a gallon, according to the AAA. That's up more than 60% from last Thanksgiving. A lot of Americans are getting a jump on that holiday shopping. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
With retail sales trending up, holiday shoppers should give stores a boost this year. Rod Sides is vice chairman for Deloitte Retail Practice.
Year over year, we're expecting an increase of about 12%. So the average spend is going to rise from $401 last year to $448 this year.
And after many people spent the holidays close to home last year due to COVID-19, shoppers are back to going for the experience in 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment plummeted last week to the lowest level in more than a half century. That's another good sign for the job market recovering from the pandemic recession. No verdict yet in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia, but the jury's back at it this morning, day two of deliberations. They'll decide whether three white men charged in the killing of Arbery, a black man, are guilty of murder. This is AP News. There's something unusual about Sweden's new prime minister. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Sweden has chosen Magdalena Andersson as Prime Minister. Andersson has been approved by Sweden's parliament as the country's first ever female Prime Minister, replacing Stefan Löfven as leader of the centre-left Social Democrats. The development marks a milestone for Sweden, viewed for decades as one of Europe's most progressive countries, but which has yet to have a woman in the top political post. The Social Democratic-leaning government has described itself as feminist, putting equality between women and men at the heart of national and international work. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization says coronavirus cases jumped by 11% in Europe in the last week, the only region in the world where COVID has continued to increase since mid-October. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Open phone lines till 11 o'clock. And we got a couple of calls that first hour, but we've got a second hour ahead of us. You want to talk about phone scams. And I had a reason that I need to answer all the calls on my phone here the last couple of weeks. If I see one that is coming from North Dakota, for example, I'm going to ignore that one. But if it says Ohio, even if I don't recognize the number, I've got people calling me for various reasons, and a lot of them that I do want to talk to, but many of them that I don't. And let's see what I call yesterday. Sometimes there's a long pause after you pick up the phone and say hello before anybody says anything back to you. That's a tip off right there, because there's lots of calls going on at once, and guy finally says, well, hello, is this Michael? And I said, who's speaking, please? And it was somebody that said he was calling from police something or other. And there are a lot of the scams out there that say that they are part of a some sort of police organization. You don't want to hang up on the police, do you? But I hung up on him, and got another one yesterday as well. It was from a woman. I don't know exactly what it is that she wanted, but both of them, long pause before anybody said anything after I picked up the phone and said, hello, this is Mike. So give me a call. We can talk about phone scams if you would like. And phone scams have been around, well, as long as there have been phones, but the problem continues to grow now with international phone calls are commonplace, and little tricks that you can pull with the caller IDs on your phone, and they must work to some degree or the scammers wouldn't do it. They try different methods, and you see scams on your emails, and I don't know, you get scams in the mail. I suppose it happens. So we can talk about that. Direct mailing, though, that's an expensive way to reach out for people. It costs you something to send a piece of mail. If you send an email or make a phone call, you're not out anything other than a little bit of time it took you to make that call. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. And I had something, and this showed up on my Facebook social media feed just yesterday, and it was a company purporting to sell 100 first class postage stamps for $39.90. So that's 40 cents a stamp that the post office will sell you for 58. They aren't going to give you a discount on it. So something just didn't add up there. And plus the ad said, didn't say $39.90. It said $39.9. So that one just smelled funny. Ain't nobody going to sell you postage stamps for less than face value. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like, or whatever else is on your mind, whether it's Thanksgiving. And the day after Thanksgiving, we'll see. We stuff ourselves tomorrow and then go spend lots of money on Friday. I won't be there. Friday, I'm just going to take it easy. After the talk show, just kind of kick back and let everybody else fight over those big screen TVs. So phone lines are dark right now, and I need somebody to kick off our second hour this morning. These businesses, local businesses, will be observing these holiday hours. Sheets Tree Farm. We'll open for the season on Friday, November the 26th, and they will be open through December the 8th from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Otsego Carryout is open today from 5:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. They'll be open 7 to 7 tomorrow, 5:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Saturday. Dairy Queen will be open from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. today. They're closed tomorrow and open 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday. Huebner's Auto Care is open from 8 to 5 today. They're closed tomorrow. Open 8 to 5 on Friday and closed on Saturday. Lenny's Barbershop is open 9 to 5 today. Closed tomorrow. Open 9 to 5 on Friday and 9 till noon on Saturday. G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers is open 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. today, closed tomorrow and open 9 to 5:30 Friday and 9 to 5:30 on Saturday. Coshocton Coffee Connection is open from 6 a.m. till 5 p.m. today. They're closed tomorrow, open 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. on a Friday and 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday. The Buckeye Beverage Barn is open 10 to 10 today, and the pizza shop is open from 3 to 9 p.m. They're both closed tomorrow. The Buckeye Beverage Barn is open from 10 to 10 Friday and Saturday, and the pizza shop is open from 3 to 9 Friday and Saturday. Coshocton Brake and Supply is open from 8 to 4:30 today, closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Liddy's Scrapyard is open from 8 to 4:15 p.m. today, closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Legacy Lanes and Lounge is open from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. today, 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. on Friday, and 9 a.m. till 11 p.m. on Saturday. The Dock is open daily from 5:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. Plus One Pizza is open from 3 to 10 p.m. today, closed tomorrow, open 11 to 11 Friday and Saturday. And Daily Bread is open 6 a.m. until noon today. They are closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday.
Gather your teammates and join the library for a special holiday edition of Trivia Night on Wednesday, December 15th at 6:30 p.m. All questions will be Christmas-inspired, and prize opportunities will be available. Trivia Night will be held at the Coshocton Public Library and is open to adults of all ages. Registration is required and can be completed at coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Christmas. I'm Candy Hostetter with HER Realtors. Is your Christmas wish getting a new home for the first of the year or selling one that you have now? If so, then let me work for you and make your Christmas dream come true. Call me, Candy Hostetter, with HER Realtors at 740-575-1248. And Merry Christmas from my family to yours.
Mainly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s for tonight. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers after midnight, near steady temperatures around 40. Chance of rain is 20%. And for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, showers with highs in the mid-40s. Chance of rain near 100%. We've crossed the freezing threshold. We're up to 39 degrees now in Coshocton. Let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Let's have some fun this morning.
I'm all for that.
Let's just say, just for covering the point spread Saturday, 34-24, Ohio State.
Yeah, I like that. I like that pick. I honestly don't think that I don't think that the Buckeyes are gonna put another thrashing on Michigan like they did to Michigan State, although they made a statement last week. No question about it. Michigan's defense is a little better. Yes, Michigan State did beat Michigan earlier in the season, but it would be hard-pressed for the Buckeyes or any team ever to uncork a performance like they did last week on a regular basis. I think the Buckeyes have a better team. I like your score, 34-24. I'll go with that same score.
I mean, let's just cover the point spread.
Oh, is there a 10-point? Buckeyes favored by 10?
They're favored by 8.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So, hey, that'd be something to go on right there.
Yep, I think it'll be a more competitive game, and it'll be fun. And the Buckeyes, I'll have to get out the scores of the last few years. The Buckeyes have owned the Wolverines, but there were a couple of games in there that were a little dicey at the end.
Exactly. And I just seen yesterday, I don't know if you've seen the story or not, but all of us Indians fans lost one of our favorite relief pitchers.
Doug Jones, yeah, and yeah. Died young. The story we had yesterday morning, it did not give a cause of death, but how old was he? What, late 50s or early 60s? 50s. Beg your pardon?
Yeah, early 60s.
Yeah.
But
kind of an unsung hero, just kind of went out and did his job. The Indians have historically they've had quite a few really good, if not great, relief pitchers over the years, and he certainly is one of them.
Exactly, and it's always going to be the Cleveland Indians. None of this Guardian stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to, and as much as we're resisting it right now, you might say never, but we'll get used to it.
Exactly, and I can tell you from past experience, you had touched on the Christmas Castle project.
Yeah.
I can tell you from past experiences, going over and just helping the kids.
You've been a volunteer shopper before?
Yes, I have.
Well, and so I'm glad that you mentioned that. We're going to be asking people to donate their dollars, their cash here, but we also will ask people to do just what that you have done and be a volunteer shopper. After the donation, the pledge phase, the donation phase is over. Then we need the volunteer shoppers to take the kids shopping. And the ones that I have talked to say that is quite rewarding as well. Doesn't cost you any money. Takes a little bit of your time, but the volunteer shoppers go with the kids to help them pick out their clothes and manage the dollars that they have to work with. Some of the kids maybe have never had a brand new coat before, or in sorely in need of one, or had no say in choosing those clothes, and helping the kids with those decisions and taking them around is rewarding in a lot of different ways.
Exactly, and when you walk in as a volunteer, say like just a normal citizen of Coshocton, you walk in, you're liable to see county elected officials, people like you from the radio station, whatever, and it just, the feeling's indescribable.
Yeah, and a lot of people from all walks of life are volunteer shoppers as well. I hope that appeals to people that are listening right now that have never been a volunteer shopper, because I know that's something we will focus on, particularly later in the campaign next week. But that is just as important as the donations to make it all happen.
Exactly. And one final thing on the Ohio State Michigan week. What's the easiest way to get to Michigan?
North till you smell it and west till you step in it.
Exactly. So with that, I will let you go.
All right. Thanks for calling. It is 10:20. Phone lines are open. Yes, the classic directions to Ann Arbor. Let's see. Is Ann Arbor east or west of 23? I don't know. It's 10:20, phone lines are open till 11. Oh, we do have another caller. It's been waiting a few moments. Let's take that call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
We're going to talk about a little bit, travel here.
Okay.
Ultimately, on the Blue Hole in Castalia, Ohio, why did they actually stop that?
It's still there. It's privately owned right now. I can only speculate that it just wasn't the tourist attraction that it once was. For those that don't know what we're talking about, that is up near Lake Erie. I forget what county it is, but in the Marblehead Peninsula, Cedar Point area, and it was a big tourist attraction. And what did people go swim in it?
Well, I heard that they didn't want to make it handicap accessible is reason why they shut that down. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I hadn't heard any such thing, and perhaps when the Americans with Disabilities Act passed and they had to do some upgrades those upgrades they felt would have been cost prohibitive, but I hadn't heard anything specific to the Blue Hole about that.
But that was an interesting little site to go to. We went up there several times back in the 70s, and it was awesome. I still got postcards and of things of it, but it shows to be the largest hole you couldn't go down through, you know. It was deep.
It is, according to the Wikipedia article here, just to bring myself and everybody up to speed, it is a freshwater pond located in Castalia, that's Erie County, Ohio. Not very big, but from the 1920s up to 1990, the Blue Hole was a tourist site attracting 165,000 visitors annually at the height of its popularity. So it was a popular spot, partly because of its location on State Route 269, about 7 miles southwest of the Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky. So it's not open to the public anymore. It's on private property. But as far as the reasons for closing down, perhaps upgrades that would have been required by the Americans with Disability Act were a factor, but its popularity was probably waning from where it was at its height in the 20s, 30s, 40s. So, but yeah, that's the first I heard about that. There's nothing I can add to it.
Yeah, we was up there, me and my wife's up, and we seen that they shut it down. It just, you couldn't even go into it. And I thought,
yeah,
well, that was kind of disappointment, but yeah, that was in the 90s, late 90s. So yeah. It was all shut down, but it was quite the thing at one time.
That it was. I had never been there, but a lot of people have.
You never been there?
Nope.
You never been to all the places you've been, you never been to there.
I've never been to the Blue Hole. It, you know, closed down in 1990. Most of my travel I did after that. After I had kids, but even when I was younger and went up to Lake Erie with my parents, we never went to the Blue Hole.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I had. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. It is 1024-740-622-1560-1567 or 545-9284. Your memories of the Blue Hole, not very big. Postcards were made of it. And let's see, what was the... it was 75 feet in diameter, so you know, not that big, but known for the clarity of the water, vibrant blue hue, and enigmatic bottomless appearance. And I think it was billed as being a bottomless hole. Contrary to prevalent belief, the depth of the Blue Hole is not unknown, but has been sounded and found to be about 43 to 45 feet deep. And that's not that terribly deep. It should have been easy enough to figure out it was no deeper than 45 feet back in the 20s. Throughout the water temperature, about 48 degrees Fahrenheit throughout the year. Floods and droughts have no effect on temperature or water level. The Blue Hole is fed by a passing underground stream which discharges 70 million U.S. gallons of water daily into Sandusky Bay to the north, feeding into Lake Erie. The water contains lime, soda, magnesia, and iron. And because the Blue Hole is anoxic, no oxygen, it cannot naturally sustain fish. The surrounding terrain is developed on limestone bedrock and exhibits karst topography due to the dissolution of the limestone by groundwater. So the Blue Hole essentially is a sinkhole. Yeah, it's still there, but not open to the public. You can't go see it. Karst topography, limestone topography, that's what you see in Florida, why there are so many lakes and sinkholes in Florida. Karst topography, where the limestone is eroded away. So we can talk about the Blue Hole if you would like. 740-622-1560. We do have another caller waiting. I do need to take care of some business first, though. We'll get back to the phones right after this.
Your home is the one place where everything should be perfect.
including your air. Best Heating and Air helps you achieve the perfect air you deserve with reliable, groundbreaking, award-winning Lennox products. Call Best Heating and Air to hear more about how they can help you feel healthier and happier in your home. It doesn't get any more perfect than that. Call them today at 740-545-9400 or visit them online at bestheatingandac.com. License number 30482.
My son is not some statistic.
My daughter's not a headline.
My girl, she's not someone's agenda.
What
she is.
Is irreplaceable.
COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer.
So I talked to my daughter's doctor about COVID vaccines.
And she said they're highly effective in preventing hospitalizations
and deaths, even from the Delta variant.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Whether you're with AlterCare for a short rehab stay or long-term care, we're committed to your safety. From enhanced screening and infection control measures to an accessible vaccine program and a newly installed air purification system, we've taken every opportunity to safeguard your well-being during these uncertain times. AlterCare Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation in Coshocton on Otsego Avenue is here for you with care you can trust. Schedule a virtual tour today at altercareonline.com. That's altercareonline.com.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others, making a difference, being part of a team? If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. Stipend program and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809 or 740-291-8181 or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com for more information.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for their local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Family Urgent Care, located in the Downtowner Plaza, now has a nurse practitioner on site Monday through Friday. Having a nurse practitioner on location will help diagnose and treat acute and chronic conditions, prescribe medications, and order tests such as lab work and x-rays. Family Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 740-722-9600 or stop by. They are located next to the BMV in the Downtowner Plaza.
Mainly sunny today with high temperatures in the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers after midnight. Near steady temperatures around 40. Chance of rain is 20%. And for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, showers with highs in the mid-40s. Chance of rain near 100%. It's currently 41 degrees in Coshocton. This lost and found pet information is brought to you by Good Boy Bakery. A female black and tan hound wearing a Jack Skellington collar was found on County Road 621. This dog's been taken to the animal shelter. Their phone number is 740-622-9741. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by Good Boy Bakery. It's 10:30. Let's take our next phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty good. Are you excited about Thanksgiving?
I am. Looking forward to seeing friends and family tomorrow. How about you?
Well, we've been trying to deal with COVID and trying to get better.
Did you get it yourself?
Yeah.
How sick did you get?
Well, not as bad.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
Not as bad as, no.
Okay.
I went to urgent care. You know where urgent care is down there on 2nd?
Sure.
Well, I went there and I tested positive for it.
Uh-huh.
That it would take up until the 20th for me to get out of it.
Are you okay now?
Yeah.
And did it affect other members of your family or your household?
Yeah.
Did everybody else come out of it?
Yep.
That's good.
My dad.
Good to hear. What's that?
my dad is still back from it.
Okay. Well, we wish him a speedy recovery.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
What do you, have you got? So how's that affecting what you're going to do for Thanksgiving?
Well, we were going to have, like, a big Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we were planning on it. But now we're going to have a small one.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Well, let's go, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Hope everybody gets well soon. And although you had to change your plans a bit for Thanksgiving, great that some of you will be able to get together, and hope you enjoy it. Thanks for calling. It is 10:32. We do have open phone lines up until 11, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And caller illustrates that you know, sometimes we just have to do a little things a little bit differently through Thanksgiving and the holidays, and well, that could be stressful, and you know, possibly COVID for some others, but not necessarily just COVID. All sorts of things happen in life, and when you have to alter your plans, maybe somebody is gone, or you can't travel like you used to, or there are health issues. We miss the way things used to be. It's 10:33. Phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock. We can talk about that if you would like. And again, reminder, no communication lines program tomorrow due to Thanksgiving. I will be preparing myself to eat turkey. So open phone lines today for the rest of our morning today. And these businesses will be observing these holiday hours. Extreme Rental Purchase is open 10 to 5 today. They'll be closed tomorrow. Open 10 to 6 on Friday and 9 to 5 on Saturday. Sprint Print is open from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. today. Closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Fisher Decorating Center is open from 8 to 5:30 today. Closed tomorrow. Open 8 to 5:30 on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday. Coshocton Recycling is open 8 a.m. till 4:15 p.m. today. Closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. The Garden Patch is open at 10 to 5 today, closed tomorrow, and open Saturday from 10 to 5. Excuse me, let me start over. That's the Garden Patch. They're open 10 to 5 today, closed tomorrow. They're open Friday from 10 to 5 and Saturday from 10 to 4. Frontier Supply is open from 7:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. today. They're closed tomorrow, open 7:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Friday, closed on Saturday. Village Mobile Gas and Convenience Store, they're open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and that includes Thanksgiving. Otsego Carryout is open 5:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. today. They're open 7 to 7 tomorrow, 5:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. Friday, and 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Saturday. Papa John's Pizza is open from 10:30 a.m. till 11 p.m. today. Closed tomorrow, open 10:30 a.m. until midnight Friday and Saturday. Wilson Carpet and Furniture is open 9 to 3 today, closed tomorrow, open 9 to 6 Friday, and 9 to 3 on Saturday. The Frame Shop is open 10 to 3 today, closed tomorrow and Friday, and open Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Rick's Auto Sales and Repair is open from 8 to 5:30 today, closed tomorrow, open 8 to 5:30 on Friday, and closed on Saturday. Mueller's Food Market is open from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. today, 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. tomorrow, 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Friday, and 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Saturday. Sensational Styles is open 9 to 3 today. They're closed tomorrow. Open 9 to 2 on Friday and closed on Saturday. All the phone lines are dark for the first time in a little while, so why don't you give me a call?
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle? Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
If you have a dead battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service. Dave and his guys have Interstate and AAA batteries for just about anything. ATVs, four-wheelers, tractors, snowblowers, and of course vehicles. If you need a new battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service at 622-3916. Now here's the weather.
Mainly sunny today, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers after midnight. Near steady temperatures around 40, chance of rain is 20%. And tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, grab your umbrella. It's going to be rainy all day tomorrow with highs in the mid-40s. Chance of rain near 100%. National Weather Service never says, without question, 100%. It's always near 100%. You got to cover themselves that way. But it's going to rain tomorrow on a Thanksgiving Day, so be prepared for that. 41 degrees currently in Coshocton. It is 10:38, and, well, I need somebody else to chat with between now and 11 o'clock. And we've talked about Thanksgiving, of course. Talked a little bit about the Blue Hole up in Castalia, Ohio. And it used to be, and I didn't realize it was open that long, up until 1990. According to the Wikipedia article, I've never been there. I've always pictured the Blue Holes, one of those old-timey tourist attractions. Still not quite sure what you do there other than go and take a look at it. Apparently, it's a beautiful blue in color, and the water is very clear, much like you see in those the springs in Florida. You ever been to Silver Springs? There's a lot of them down there, glass-bottom boats. Phone lines are open to talk about that if you would like. If there's something else that you would like to bring up, though, surprise me. Maybe it's something we've never, ever, ever talked about before. And watching NFL football on Thanksgiving Day, that isn't something that just developed in the 60s and 70s. That goes all the way back to the NFL's founding in 1920, over 100 years. They have played, it's been a tradition to play NFL football games on Thanksgiving. Your thoughts on that or anything else? It's 10:39, next phone call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wanting to talk about that rocket going out there in outer space.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian, and I don't know if we should be out there messing around with stuff that God created. I don't know if that's all a good idea or not.
Well, are you talking about the story I read early last hour about launching a mission to smash an asteroid?
Yes, that's what I'm about.
Yeah. Well, the idea is if God hurls an asteroid toward us, that we would be able to have the knowledge to be able to prevent Armageddon.
Well, that sounds pretty good on that part of it, but. I don't know if we can outsmart God or not.
Well, I just find it fascinating that we believe that we have the technology that that we can do that, and that now we're blowing up asteroids. This really is something that's I don't know that there's any precedent for us. All the destruction that humans have caused up to this point have been here on planet Earth.
Well, that's true too. Well, that's just what I wanted to say this morning. So,
all right. Well, thanks for your input. Thank you for your call. Happy Thanksgiving to you. 10:41. And, yeah, I read that story right at the beginning, and he was the first one to weigh in on it. So I'll read it again here. NASA has launched a spacecraft on a mission to smash into an asteroid and test whether it would be possible to knock a speeding space rock off course if one were to threaten Earth. The spacecraft is called DART, D-A-R-T, and that stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. It lifted off from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base, if all goes well, in September of 2022. It will slam head-on into Dimorphos, an asteroid 525 feet across. So that's roughly the length of two football fields, just for the sake of perspective, at 15,000 miles an hour. And doesn't say if or what kind of explosives that it carries, but at any rate, the asteroid is no danger to Earth, just a good target for testing out the potentially planet-saving technology. So, what do you think about that? And do you want our country, our world, to be able to fend off an asteroid that is headed for planet Earth? It is rare, but asteroids have caused some damage in the past. It is widely believed that it was an asteroid or a giant meteor that was the catalyst for the extinction of dinosaurs. That's an oversimplification, but there are a lot of things that happened after that asteroid or meteor, I forget what it's officially called, struck the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. So what do you think? Do you think that NASA and the Space Force should be working on such things? Give me a call and let me know. And how much damage is an asteroid 525 feet across going to cause if it slams into Earth? I don't know. The people right at the site where it lands might disagree with that. So what do you think? 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. What do you think? We've got that to talk about, and lots of other miscellaneous things that we've touched on this morning as well. Let's take our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have another one to add to the miscellaneous.
Okay.
Talk a little bit of music.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, you know, earlier on when you were having trouble getting callers come in, that you might entertain people who, like myself, during the COVID, I was working on my karaoke voice.
What's your good?
That you could let us.
Well, let you sing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. Is maybe the callers could call in and sing their favorite karaoke song.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose if I have desperate times like it was starting to get into last hour, maybe. But if you've ever been to a karaoke bar, you know that, how do I put this tactfully? Some are better than others.
What are you trying to say?
Some singers are more easy to listen to than others, although I'm sure you have a fine voice. What's your go-to karaoke song?
I've been working on one. It's Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Oh, really? So you're a yodeler, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be a challenging karaoke song, though.
Yeah, I know. But if I can't master that, I think I'll try the Life is a Rock.
Life is a Rock, but the radio ruled me. Boy, you go for the tough ones there. And it's amazing how long that that fellow sings in that song without taking a breath.
I know. Yeah, that's why it's so challenging. It is challenging. So far, I think I sound pretty good by myself.
I'm sure you do. So what other songs have you sung karaoke in front of an audience?
Honestly, probably Steve Miller Band. I like the Mercury Blues.
Uh huh.
But no, I think that was about the only time I ever sang.
All right.
But I think there you played a song some time ago that made me think that maybe I could start working on it too. It was the Da Da song. I think I might be able to do better at that.
Which one?
The Da Da. Da da da.
Oh, da da. Yeah, trio. Yeah, that one's not quite as challenging. I think a lot of folks could do that. Do the drumming on it too. It's not too challenging.
Yeah.
But you want to give us a couple bars of Hocus Pocus?
I have to warm up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
respectfully decline your offer.
Okay. Well, good luck with that one. That's if you can master that one, you'll win all the karaoke competitions.
Yeah, I'll keep working on it. Then I'll call you back when I'm ready.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for calling, and have a good holiday as well. I haven't done karaoke for a long time, but I have done it, and I'm not going to win any trophies either. So what about you? That's a kind of a fun, I was going to say Friday type of, it feels like a Friday because tomorrow's a holiday, no talk show, but karaoke, give me a call. The phone lines are open. And last cruise I took, I was in the elevator, and the woman in the elevator told me what a fine voice that I had and what a great job that I did at karaoke night on the cruise ship. Problem was, I didn't sing anything. I didn't do it. So I said, what did I sing? And she finally caught on that it wasn't me. So for the rest of the cruise, I was looking around for another hefty 6'3" guy with a gray beard. Never did find out who that guy was that was singing karaoke that she had me mixed up for. So what about you? Are you a karaoke singer? It's fun, and it's not intended, as far as I'm concerned. There are some that take it very seriously and do a fantastic job at karaoke, but it's all about getting up in front of an audience. But more often than not, karaoke is done in a bar where alcohol is served. And a lot of folks, after they have a couple of cocktails, think they sound much, much, much better than they actually do. I am sure the last guy is a regular Michael Bublé, though. It's 12 minutes until 11 o'clock. We'll be right back.
As colder weather approaches, it's time to start thinking about your winter fuel needs. Han Oil has been the area's go-to fueling station since 1935. They have all the fuel you need, including heating oil and kerosene. Kerosene is available at the pump. Han Oil offers fuel delivery for your farming, construction, trucking, or fleet fueling. While you're there, check out Han's Quick Mart for a large selection of local items, including wine, cheese, and everything you need for the road. That's Han Oil, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all your fueling needs, including heating oil and kerosene.
Redefine what's possible at Central Ohio Technical College, now offering more flexible class formats. Whether you're ready to fast track from just a job to a career, get that promotion, or start a bachelor's degree, COTC is the smart choice to reach your goals quickly. Our on-campus, virtual, or hybrid formats fit your lifestyle. And with small class sizes, personal attention, and free tutoring, you'll be on your path to what's next. Learn how COTC can get you there at go.cotc.edu/ycotc.
Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Otsego Carryout has these new items: Walnut Creek dinner rolls, pumpkin, lemon, chocolate, and carrot cake rolls sold by the cake or piece, habanero cheese, Rocky Road peanut butter and chocolate fudge, pasta salad, potato salad, and the original chicken salad is back. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
It's bacon extravaganza at Papa John's Pizza. The triple bacon pizza is topped with smoky crumbled bacon, julienne cut Canadian bacon, and real smoked bacon slices. It's a bacon lover's dream. Get a large bacon pizza for $13. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle? Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
This season, there's a new choice for your fields. Zatavo soybean seed, designed with triple stacked Enlist E3 technology for weed control flexibility. Supported by a dedicated team of BASF agronomic experts. Protected by the versatile BASF soybean crop protection portfolio. Zatavo soybean seed, stacked in your favor. Zatavo from MS Technologies, distributed exclusively by BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
If you have a dead battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service.
Dave and his guys have Interstate and AAA batteries for just about anything. ATVs, four-wheelers, tractors, snowblowers, and of course vehicles. If you need a new battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service at 622-3916. Now here's the weather.
Mainly sunny today with high temperatures in the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers after midnight. Near steady temperatures around 40. Chance of rain is 20%. And for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, showers with highs in the mid-40s. Chance of rain near 100%. Currently it is 41 degrees in Coshocton.
Black Friday is finally here, and Rural King has deals that can't be beat, like 20% off all boots, or a 4-foot LED shop light, just $14.99. Or how about a 14-foot trampoline for $199.99? Or 20-pound bags of gourmet grill pellets, just $4.99 each. Black Friday deals only last Wednesday through Saturday, so shop 4 days of unbeatable deals at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King, America's farm and home store.
My son is not some statistic.
My daughter's not a headline.
My girl, she's not someone's agenda.
What
she is.
Is irreplaceable.
COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer.
So I talked to my daughter's doctor about COVID vaccines.
And she said they're highly effective in preventing hospitalizations
and deaths, even from the Delta variant.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. It's the greatest rivalry in college football. Join us Saturday as Ohio State is at Michigan.
Down the left side, inside the 10, Olave got it for a score. He'll fold that one into the end zone, caught for a touchdown. Garrett Wilson on a 10-yard catch. Ball in the hands, throws in the end zone, caught, Rucker, touchdown.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course. Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think you would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over here! Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It is 10:57, and well, I guess that's going to wrap up the Communication Lines program for today. And again, no talk show tomorrow due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Hope that you and yours have an enjoyable Thanksgiving holiday full of love and togetherness and appreciating what we have and gratitude. And hope you have a special day tomorrow.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Mainly sunny today with high temperatures in the upper 40s. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of showers after midnight. Near steady temperatures around 40. Chance of rain is 20%. And for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, showers with highs in the mid-40s. Chance of rain near 100%. Currently, it is 42 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock. Happy Thanksgiving.
Listen to the WTNS Communication Lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.